It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Frisco, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
It's Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock, so you know what that means. It's time for Shelly Live on VOCNation.com.
Hola, 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 hola. You are listening to Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. Of course, I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Kelly. And today I'm by my lonesome, but that's A-okay. How are you guys doing out there? Oh my gosh, the world is effing crazy. And it's just one of those things, it's like, you know, the more time goes by, the more things that we all keep experiencing and seeing for ourselves, and it's a lot. So I kind of feel it's my duty as a performer to try to help people maybe not think about those things right now, just to check out for a good hour and just hopefully be entertained in some way, shape, or form, and just get your mind off of politics and the corruption and ugliness that's going on in this world, this sick, sad world. So let's see if I can do that for you. I really hope I can. Here's hoping. So let's get right into it, shall we? Crazy times. So, you know, my crazy times happened, my personal crazy times have been going on for about a couple months now. Lots of different things going on. I'm not really going to get into it, the details, but it's a lot. And so it's really been affecting my health. You know, as we all know, when you're stressed out and you're worried or something's just weighing on you and you just can't stop obsessing over thinking about certain things or feelings or people or whatever, eventually it catches up with your body and then your body shuts down. Well, that's kind of what happened to me slowly in the last couple weeks. You know, this whole thing with Fred Mertz, him watching him slowly just, you know, this is just the end of life for him, you know, and he's had a really, 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 really rough couple weeks, almost a month, you know. It's been pretty bad for him, but I'd say the last 3 weeks were really, really tough on him. And of course it was tough on me to not only have to now be there physically for him in ways that I didn't have to before, but the mental toll that it takes on me that Fred's just getting older and older and having more and more issues, you know. And as I mentioned before, I've had Fred for 20 effing years, so it's like crazy. It's a lot, you know. And then on top of that, dealing with things in my personal life that, you know, just aren't my favorite things to have to deal with, unfortunately. And having to cut certain people out and trying not to feel guilty about it and everything. So then on top of that, there was that. And then I started getting back on track, kicking out. I was starting to feel a little bit better. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, yesterday I just woke up. I did not feel well. I was like, oh no. And that's the thing. Nowadays, when you wake up and let's say you have a sore throat or you feel like you got a little cold coming on or whatever, it's one of those things where your mind goes to different places versus, oh no, I'm getting sick. Let me like try to get better. It's, is this the corona? Like, what's the deal? And then you hear these stories about people who had no symptoms, they get it, and then they die. And it's just like, it's a lot. And so yesterday, many times, I just played all these different scenarios through my head. And all, as most of us probably know, because if you're listening, you're probably a wrestling fan, you know, recently Brody Lee passed away from complications with the coronavirus. And it's so sad. It's just like it really makes it just, it just changes the way you look at things, you know. And you know what? So let's just have a moment of silence really quick for him.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know,
try to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Now, he's not somebody that I really knew or anything like that, but he is, again, just like, let's see, who was it I was talking about that? It wasn't too long ago. Somebody, again, I didn't really know that well, but I never heard anything bad about them. And I never heard anything bad about Brody Lee, you know. I just always heard really good things about him, whether it was from fans who have interacted with him or people in the wrestling business itself, you know. It's just one of those things where it's like, you always hear something, you know what I mean? There's always something that you hear that's, you know, oh, this or that or whatever. And I just didn't, you know. And it's just really sad. It's really, really sad. And so yesterday when I was just kind of like playing all these different scenarios in my mind, I was really trying to just take control and just be like, okay, like I've had immunity issues my whole life. Sometimes I just like when I'm stressed out especially, or I got a lot of different things that are weighing on my mind, my body tends to get tired out from it, worn out, and then it's not really fighting off, you know, the way it should be. So I have moments where like maybe for like a day I do feel sick. I know it might sound weird, but like for a day I feel like I'm totally going to have a cold. And then once I do what I need to do to take care of it, and then like within a day or two, I'm totally fine. That's just how I am. And when I was just playing everything out yesterday and thinking about everything, I was just like, okay, just ride this out. Just, you know, so in the morning I did a bunch of just posting and editing and things like that that I had to do in the morning. And then around noon, I was just like, wow, I am so wiped out from everything. I just have to take a nap, because I knew that when it was at 12, it was like a little after 12, so I knew at 4 o'clock I needed to go and do my, I can't even talk right now, you hear me? Let me back the truck up, beep, beep. I had my smoking session with Stoner Jesus for our Shelly and Stoner Jesus smoke out. And I wanted to make sure to make it because, you know, it is our show. It is a commitment I made. I'm trying to see it through. I don't want to flake out. So I thought as long as I take a nap for a few hours, I think I'll be fine. Even if I don't put on makeup or whatever, I don't put a cute outfit on, I don't care. I'll do it from my bed, whatever. So that when I went to my room and I put the TV on, the news was all over. And then it was like showing everything from the Capitol and everything that was going on. I was just like, oh my goodness. So I was just like, dude, this is just crazy, you know? And anyways, we're not going to get into it. So I set my alarm for, oh, we're supposed to do our thing at 5. I set my alarm for 4:30. So 4:30 rolls around. I'm like, dude, I am totally, like, not ready. Like, I need some more time. So I told him, hey, is 5:30 okay? He was fine with it. So then I told Metal Jesus, I was like, dude, I don't care, go to Carl's Jr., get me a Beyond Famous star, like, whatever, that's what I need right now. So he went off and did that. I scarfed down my food, and we had a really awesome show yesterday, and when we were recording it, right before we went to record it, rather, I should say, I had gotten a tweet about, you know, something to the effect of why on some shoot interviews that are on YouTube, people put me in this thing called the hoe bag. I was going to say basket. It should be the hoe basket. The hoe bag. And I was just like, because of all that stuff I just told you, my patience was a little thin. So I was like, you know what, Stoner Jesus, let's talk about this. So I screenshot it and sent it to him. And it's really interesting because we got into it, and if you want to hear all the details, go over to ShellySJSmokeout.com, and you can use either Patreon or OnlyFans. It's there, but if you just go to that one link, everything's there, including our social media. So anyways, one of the things that I was talking about was how I know that Maria Kanellis put me in the hoe bag. That's how I even knew about this, is people kept asking me. And for years and years and years and years, people asked me this. And it's so funny to me because the way I look at it now is, like, who cares? But I'm really intrigued that people still bring it up. And what makes me more intrigued is, like, why does she put me in there? And I was really confused about it. So I talked about why and the details and kind of a little bit of my history with Maria. And when we put it out there, some people had put that, like, Danny Doring did the same thing. And I thought I was cool with Danny. And so somebody even sent me a clip of it. And I was just like, this is so crazy because something I'm going to talk about in my next Shelly and Stoner Jesus Smokeout is how back in the day when I was very down and out, I needed money. I didn't know what, I was just trying to hustle. It wasn't good enough. I was really struggling. I thought, well, you know what? These people do all these, like, shoot videos on YouShoot, so why not contact them? So I literally contacted them. So I was like, well, they've brought, you know, Maria put me in the hoe bag, so let me get a chance to go in that hoe bag, you know? And they just would ignore me. They would never get back to me or whatever. So when I saw the Danny Doring thing today, I was like, it's really interesting how they're clearly ignoring me saying I'd like to be on their thing. But they know who I am because they took the time to print out the little paper they have that says Ariel on it. So, you know, and it's fine, like, everything happens for a reason. I'm not bitter or anything or butthurt about it. It's just interesting to me. It's like, you know what? It's so interesting, and I kind of dived into it a little bit last night when I was doing my recording that show, because I was talking about how there's different people who make fun of me online and things like that, and that is totally fine. But it's so crazy because it's like people will go and flock and give these people their views about either talking crap about me or they're making fun of me. And then when I get on camera and I make fun of the same things that they're making fun of, it's like pulling teeth trying to get views. And I'm like, isn't it funnier? I said this last night. I was like, isn't it more funny that, like, I'm the person that we're making fun of? And, like, are people that, like, weird that they'd rather go watch a video of other people making fun of me than me making fun of myself. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know. And then you can also say, well, maybe because people don't know that you made these videos or whatever. Dude, I have put them out there. I have tweeted them. Like, I can't believe this doesn't have more views, or this is really funny, I don't get it. And I've also had people, when I've made fun of myself, just be like, oh, you shouldn't say that about yourself. And I'm like, why not? It's freaking funny. It's freaking funny. What's the problem? I don't see what the problem is here. Oh, people are so funny like that. But you know, the thing is now is like, with all the things I talk about now on either here or on my Shelley's Stoner Jesus Smokeout, I talk about them because I am no longer bitter, butthurt, or really emotionally invested in whatever I'm sharing with you guys. Because at the end of the day, I know it's probably hard for some people to believe, but as far as speaking out publicly, I'm very, like, I guess you would say kind of private about the things that I go through. You guys think I just put everything out there, but there's like so much that you don't know. Or maybe I'm telling you about something because I finally found some healing or growth, or I'm over it, or I'm almost over it, or I'm getting over it, or I'm just looking at it differently in a more positive way. But we're like, I'm in it. Dude, I don't post. I'm not posting. I don't care about posting when I'm in it. So, I just wanted to remind people of that so that they don't think that anything I say is being ill will or wanting to, like, start trouble with anybody. It's just like, no. I typically don't name names, and when I do, it's not because I'm trying to start trouble or anything. It's like, it's just coming up organically. And there's just sometimes, like, you just shouldn't say certain people's names when it comes to certain situations. That's just how I feel about it. And anytime I name names, I know there's a big responsibility that comes with it, and I'm pretty sure most of the people that I talk about and name names don't give a crap about what I'm doing or what I'm saying, and the only reason why they'll hear about it is because someone will say, did you hear what Shelley said about you? Like, they don't care. They're not tuning into my stuff, you know, but I share it because A, I went through all these different things, and there were times that I was in it and emotionally invested and all but hurt. Like with the Maria thing, again, last night I dove into it in more detail on the show, but I liked Maria a lot, and that's why it bothered me so much that she would throw weird energy my way. And that's why it also bothered me that she put me in the hoe bag. And the reason why I've confronted her many times isn't because I'm like, oh, why doesn't she like me? It was, dude, I really liked you, so I don't understand what the problem is. Not, like me. No, dude, that's not it. And so when I realized, you know what, now I don't like you because, like, I've been trying here and I don't know what the deal is and now I don't care. You're just not my type of people. And there's nothing wrong with saying I don't like Maria because it's not like, oh, I don't like that bitch. It's just that, like, no, because I actually did at one point and didn't understand why she's throwing me weird energy. That's why I don't. Because, like, I don't know, there's some people, I know I keep repeating myself, but last night I brought into it saying, I'm a type of person that I can tell somebody I don't like them. Like, if somebody's like, well, what's the deal? I'm like, you know what? And it doesn't mean I like saying it. It sucks. It gives me anxiety. I hate it. But I feel like I'm going to be honest, and I'm not going to be all, you know, trying to be fake to people's face and then not like them. So I will tell people, you know, a good example is Joey Ryan back in the day. I was in a situation where, like, a promoter had him and me in the same car, and I told him, I was like, I don't know how to feel about you because X, Y, and Z, and I don't really care for you because of X, Y, and Z. So it didn't bring me pleasure to say that, and when I said it to him, my heart was pounding. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, like, but that just was the deal. That was how I felt, you know, and that's why I keep tweeting, like, I'm so sorry if anyone's mad at me for the things I've been saying on the Shelley and Stoner Jesus Smokeout, because I'm not saying it to get attention or in a reaction or whatever. It's just like, these are the things that I've gone through and these are the things that I learned from it. And yeah, maybe we talk about it in an entertaining way because like it's making light of situations or whatever, but I never set out to like hurt anyone's feelings or whatever. And again, trust me, I know most of the people that I talk about do not care about what I'm doing. Repeat, they do not care. I am nothing to them. And all they are to me are life experiences that I share with people who want to listen to what I have to say on the platforms that I have been blessed to have. So, you know, it's just really interesting how, like, that's just totally my energy behind it. But for years, people in the wrestling business, not everyone, but a good amount of people kind of label me as this troublemaker or drama or whatever. And it's like, no, dude, like, what is wrong with, you know, saying how I feel? Especially because every single person I've had an issue with in my life, like to where they disrupted my peace, I promise you the reason why it bothered me so much is because I cared about them at one time in my life. And it hurt because I felt like when I had things to say that they didn't like, or if I were to question something that they were doing that they felt I shouldn't be questioning, or if whatever, you know, like just differences of opinion. And it's like, at least I'm not being fake to your face and then telling Sally over here, oh, this is how I really feel about Sue. No. And again, it gives me so much anxiety. And every single person, again, like I said, I've had issues with, I had an opinion on, whatever. Even though some of them have screwed me over royally, I still don't want to hurt their feelings. Because I think about them, and I think about how that must feel to hear certain things or whatever when things get back to them. And I don't want to cause somebody to feel that. It sucks. I know how that feels. But it's how I feel. And something I've learned in the last specifically year is I'm not going to feel guilty anymore about that and how I feel. Now, if I feel negatively about somebody or something, and then that someone or something can change my opinion on that, awesome. I want it to be changed. I don't want to tell Joey Ryan back in the day that I didn't like him to his face and to be sitting here right now hanging out with you guys saying I still don't like him. I stand by that strong. You know what I mean? And those times that I've confronted Maria, I stand by those times. And I don't take them back. And I wish I was sitting here right now telling you, but then this, this, and this. Because you see, there was a time with Maria where I thought we did talk about this. It was a convention here in California a really long time ago. And I thought everything was cool until I got wind of this damn hoe bag thing. So I let that go a long time ago until the hoe bag thing came out. And that was recorded after I had that conversation with her. So that's why I was like, dude, all right. So that's the only reason why it's an issue. And I wanted to make that really clear. I didn't want people to think that, like, get the wrong idea of what I was trying to say. And I wanted you guys to know where I was coming from when I'm talking about it. You know what I mean? So, there you freaking have it. Ay, ay, ay. Just getting in trouble, as per usual. But you know the thing with my Shelly and Stoner Jesus Smokeout, it really has become a way for me to just get things off my chest. And just really, I don't know. I feel like when I share these stories, not only am I connecting with Stoner Jesus, but I'm also connecting with the viewers that are watching it or that are listening to the audio only on Patreon. And I don't know. I just think people can walk away from our shows just feeling better, because I know I do. Like yesterday, I was feeling so crappy, and by the time we were done, I was still not feeling well, but I felt better. And that meant a lot to me. And that's not the first time that that's happened when I've done the Shelley and Stoner Jesus smoke out. So how about we take a little break, Ski? We'll take a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a little bit more of a Fred Mertz update. I'm going to talk to you about some tweets that really stuck out to me. Then we're going to talk about death, as per usual. Be right back.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school, match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stags of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shelley Live here on VOC Nation. Fred Mertz, let's talk about him. So if you didn't catch this week's show earlier in the week, because you're getting two episodes this week, why? Because I'm a dork and I am behind and everything, because everything I just told you, my life's just been freaking crazy, dealing with so much. But I'm hoping to be back on track after this episode launches. It should be today's Thursday. I'm pretty sure it'll go up tomorrow on VOC Nation. And then next Wednesday, it'll be back to business as usual every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 Eastern. We'll have all my episodes here. So sorry about that. Thank you for understanding and for your patience. But if you've missed anything, Fred, long story short, the week of Christmas had quite a few seizures, and it landed him at the emergency room, and they sent him home with some medication, some seizure medication, and at first, it was one of those things where that seizure medication along with his other medication and CBD that we give him, he was like out for like days. It was really bad. And then during those time where I guess his body was getting used to it and, you know, he was just going through it, that's when, like, within the span of a week, I accepted that Fred was going to pass away about 3 or 4 times, which took a lot out of me. It was rough to be like, oh, this is it, and accept it, like, this is happening, it's happening right now. And it just really wore on me, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, my life's been all crazy, with my content being late and everything. So Fred seemed to start feeling a little bit better, and one of the things that I do is I have this little harness that I had to put on him, and kind of like a puppet, I help him walk in the backyard. He still uses his legs, but he needs that help, like, up. That's why it's like looks like a puppet a little bit. And I'm telling you, I am so proud of Fred. I was starting to feel like maybe I was giving him too much CBD because I didn't want to overdo it with his medication, like the seizure stuff, and he has his pain medication, because I was just like, I'd rather go natural if I can, you know. But then I started thinking, am I doing too much? But what's so cool is I made a nice little chart for him, so we check off when we do his medicine, the times and everything. He hasn't needed his, like, gnarly pain medicine that puts him out for, like, a couple weeks now. And this week, and part of last week, he's been back to walking in the backyard, being so active. His nights have been better. He sleeps more throughout the night. He seems more alive. And I really thought that that was it. Like, I was watching him, and it was just the drugs. It was the drugs and him just being doped up. So it's so cool to know that the CBD is helping him have to take less of the drugs, which takes a toll on his body, even though it knocks him out, all those chemicals and stuff. And, man, he's like, his appetite's back. You know, like I said, he loves walking in that backyard again. And that's what I want for Fred, you know, at his end of life. I don't want him to be all pathetic like he was. It was so much, you know. I'd rather him just, like, you know, live his best life. And then when the time comes, it's just like, you know, that's it. And I'm so happy and proud of him. And I just think he's awesome. He's such, like, my little miracle dog. So, I had to give you guys that little update. All right, speaking of updates, there was, I don't even know why I said that. That was just my little transition. So, there's a fellow I follow, if you see me on Twitter, at Mr. Mo Othman. And I started watching Mo years ago. He would post conspiracy videos on the YouTubes. And I just been following him, you know, whatever. And he put out 2 tweets recently, and I wanted to share them with you guys because I thought it was really cool. So one of them was today, and this kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier. Big advice. Take a big break from politics, COVID bullshit, etc. All the negative energy drains your soul, and honestly, it isn't worth it. We can be aware of what's going on and be smart about it, but let's not let it engulf us and send us into the abyss. And I thought that was a really cool little reminder to put out there, because we should be aware. That's why I watch the news. I know, in my opinion, the news isn't always so reliable. Take it what you will. But I do like to hear what's aware, be aware of what's going on, and, like, hear what's going on in our world. Many years ago, I felt like I watched TV too much, so I went through about a year TV fast where I didn't watch anything, and it was really awesome. I liked it. I didn't mind it, whatever. But what started to bother me is when I would be in social situations, I didn't know what was going on in the world because I wasn't watching any television. So I'd hear what was going on from other people. And I was like, wait, what? So what I did for a while was I just watched the news in the morning just to see what's being reported. And then slowly I started bringing things back, you know, whatever, whatever. And now I feel like I have a really good balance, you know. On a typical day, I watch the news in the morning, and then after that's over, I listen to talk radio, and then after that, I listen to music or watch YouTube videos, like especially if I'm working out, and then I work all day, and then I just go on my merry way. Sometimes at lunchtime, when I'm sitting there, I'll take an actual little lunch break, and I'll put Friends on because it's on TBS during that time. So if that's when you see, like, all of a sudden, like, you're like, Shelley tweets about Friends a lot at a certain time of day. That's why. And then come the evening when everyone's home, I'm not doing any work, or maybe I'm doing work on the couch. That's when the TV goes back on. So I feel it's a good balance. You know, sometimes, like, on the weekend, of course, that differs, and or if I'm not feeling well and I just go in my room or whatever, whatever, you know. But generally speaking, that's how it goes. So that's why I make sure to tune into the news. And speaking of that, there is a news anchor that has been added to the news that I watch. And I don't know why this really bothers me, because I don't like feeling this way, but she really annoys me. And it's not just annoys me, but she makes me angry. And I started to think, like, okay, what is it about this gal that I don't like? And that's when I started paying attention to how she conducts herself on air. And a lot of times she'll talk over people. She does what, like, kind of those, like, little passive aggressive, like, backhanded compliment comments to people that they're interviewing, she talks over. So she's rude, in my opinion. I don't know her. Maybe she's not rude. Maybe she's just excited for life, and that's why she has to, like, be that way. I don't know. But it rubs me wrong, because I've known people like that, and they're rude. And say when they're doing, like, a segue in between whatever, like, she just gives her opinion, she eats up TV time. And when I was in WWE, I forgot what the number is, but they'd always, like, make an example, like, 1 minute of television costs X amount of thousands of dollars. So I'm like, man, this bitch over here is wasting the freaking money over there at the station. And, but the thing is like, I don't want to throw her bad energy, right? So that's where Mo comes in. So one day I was really just, like, struggling. And because here's what my other thought was. Then don't watch it, right? Like, don't watch that channel. But I love all the other people. And I have become online friends with some of them. So, like, I want to watch them and, like, support them. Watch them on there. That's what I'm familiar with as well. So I keep telling myself, I'm not going to let this one woman ruin it for me. Because there was another time where there was a gal who I just didn't really care for her vibe. She'd bother me. And eventually they got rid of her. So I was like, well, eventually they'll get rid of this chick, because I can't be the only one that feels this way. Trust me, I felt so guilty thinking I'm a bitch that I have Googled if I'm the only one. Like, I put her name, I don't like so-and-so, and I wasn't. So that's just like, okay, good, I'm not alone. But then I saw a tweet from Mo. When was this? Oh, I took a screenshot. I don't have the date on there. But it was a few days back. And this is what he wrote. Quote, unquote, jinxing someone or giving off negative vibes, especially through envy, also known as the evil eye, is the real thing. Many cultures and religions discuss it, but it's even been studied by scientists. Let's spread good vibrations instead and be happy for others' achievements. So I liked that. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to throw this lady bad vibes. Now, I will continue to watch the news that I do. And now I know what I need to do to adjust it for me, because I'm the idiot that's bothered by this woman. So she doesn't come on until the 7 o'clock hour. So if I could catch the news before 7, which I do pretty often, except lately because my sleep's been a little off, so I've been waking up about an hour late. So there's that. Then I told myself, once I start to feel annoyed, so I feel anger by her, I'm going to just turn it off and I'll like just go about my day. I'll go to my morning talk show. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm going to tell you something. The other day I watched, and she didn't bother me as much, not because I feel differently towards her, but because now I'm aware that I was throwing bad vibes to somebody that I don't even know, and that's what was bothering me. Like Mo's other tweet, it's good to be aware. Whether it's aware of the crazy things that are going on in life, or whether it's aware that this person just rubs me completely wrong. It's good to be aware. Take note. But that doesn't mean I'd be dwelling in the negative parts of it, you know what I mean? And it makes me feel like kind of embarrassed saying this out loud to you guys about this newscaster because it sounds so stupid. I'm saying it out loud and it sounds so stupid that like I would allow that to happen, but I felt like I just couldn't, and that's why I had to work around it. And I bet you this was like life's way of preparing me for having to do that in the future. And I'm going to be like, oh my gosh. And I'll be on here, coming on here telling you guys, remember when I was talking about that newscaster? Well, dude, I just had this situation, and if I didn't go through that and I didn't learn that about myself and how to maintain and take control of my emotions, which here at Shelly Live really is the common denominator with everything, that was why this happened, and I handled it well, and I'm really proud of myself. That's what future Shelly's going to say, and it'll be great, and I'll have all you guys as my vouchers. And what I love about having vouchers in life, people to see when you talk about something, especially if you talk about something a lot, and then they see it firsthand happen, I think it's really cool, because those people that experience finally firsthand that, oh wow, like for example, like when I would tell a story about like a situation to my friends, they knew the story, they knew certain things happened to me a lot, but then when they would actually be with me and those situations would happen, they're like, oh my gosh, Shelly, I can't believe it, like you said these things happen, but like I saw it happen. And it changes things, and a lot of times it changes people's perspective and whatever they need to in their life, and that helps them. So I hope when I Shelly McFly into the future and I tell you guys, remember I was all upset about that newscaster, well here we go, and I hope it helps somebody out there. Because something I've said before, and I'll say it again, and I'll continue to say it, is I am not in the business of hurting people's feelings. I'm in the business of trying to help people, you know? I know how it feels to have your feelings hurt, be disappointed, betrayed, feeling lonely, feel like you have nobody, whatever. And I also know the feeling of someone just being themselves, just purely being themselves, and that being an example enough to me to help me in my life, you know what I mean? Whether it's people who I personally know, people who I socially know, or people I never even met. Like, that's the name of the game, in my opinion, and that's the game I'm playing. The game of life, there's so many games in life. The game of life that I'm playing is, I want to help people, and the way I know best how to help people is to just try to be transparent and help, like, share my stories and all that good stuff with everybody, just to throw it out there, you know. And that's what's really cool about doing this too, is, you know, more and more, whether it's podcasting, whether it's tweeting, whether it's my YouTube videos, whatever, some of the stuff that I've said that's gotten me in trouble, the reason what makes me not, so I'm getting lost for words here, what makes me not change who I am at the root of who I am is not only hearing from people like fans or people who I've never really met or haven't met and how I've helped them, but man, my passion is and always will be female wrestlers. And I can't tell you how many times when I've spoken about things that have gotten me in so much trouble, it made it so much worth it when girls will hit me up behind the scenes and say, thank you for saying that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you too. Well, this is what my story is with that. I'm not alone was the feeling that I got. I'm not alone. And I know how it feels to be effing alone. And to feel that. And sometimes you are on your own for that time, you know? But you don't always gotta be alone. That's where I come in. Tee-hee! Anyways, before I let you guys go, I just wanted to share with you, kind of going back to this whole coronavirus thing that we got going on. I mean, there's so many different opinions of what's what, and that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is just how that damn coronavirus has put me in check so much with what's important to me, what I need to focus on, the changes I need to make in my life. And I went through that whole thing yesterday thinking, what if, right? And I said, if I didn't feel better today, I probably had to go get tested. And then my mom texted me this afternoon to tell me that somebody who I guess is in the family, they're kind of like married into the family side of the family, that they passed away from the corona. And I was like, wow, that is so sad. And it's so crazy to me because I felt guilt because it's not that I dislike that person, but like, there's times they would Facebook request me as a friend and I wouldn't accept it. And the reason why I didn't was because when my grandma was on pretty much her deathbed and she just, that was it for her. The last time I saw my grandma, she was in a coma and she was at the hospital, of course. And they would let us in small groups of three. And me and Danielle were about to go in with this married into the family member. And it was really crazy for me because that was like my worst fear happening, coming, oh my gosh, I'm like right there, whew, happening, was seeing my grandma in that bed. Not really responding. It was hard. Because my grandma was my best friend. Her and Danielle. My whole life. My grandma. As soon as Danielle was born. Danielle and my grandma. My best friends. Like, I felt like I could tell my grandma anything. And even if she didn't like what I was doing. Like, I felt like I could just be me. And my uncle, his second wife, had a brother, and his brother had a wife, and that's the lady who passed away today, or yesterday was, I'm not sure if it was yesterday or today, and my grandma and her had a really special relationship. Like, my grandma would just, she loved hanging out with her and talking to her and stuff like that. So for me, being, like, I remember we were waiting to go, we could see my grandma, but we had to, like, go through the store to go see her. And I remember, like, thinking, like, you know, because I don't really get along with a lot of my family members. And I was like, I'm glad that she's in here because she has a special relationship with my grandma, so it's positive vibes. And then she looks over at me and she starts asking me about wrestling. And I was just like, no, dude, this is not the time. And she was probably just nervous, and she didn't know what to say, because maybe she felt the same way I did, seeing my grandma like that. But I feel bad, and I feel guilty, because it probably hurt her feelings. I didn't accept her friend requests all these years, because I just, like, didn't say, hey, that rubbed me wrong. And I wish I did, because I feel like she probably would have just been like, I was nervous. I didn't know what to say. Like, I feel that. And I feel like such a jerk. But, you know, it is what it is. So it's like, I told myself that I was just going to take time today to just really reflect on the things that I need to reflect on, take care of business, take care of Fred. You know, I still don't feel 100%, but I do feel a lot better. But I didn't want to, like, overdo it, because sometimes I'll overdo things and then, like, my body gets mad at me or whatever. So, I did that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to start with Shelly Live. Like, that's going to be my first thing. So, I'm going to get ready, do Shelly Live, and after that, I'll start shooting my content and da-da-da. But I just need to, like, take this time, like, for me. Like, I need this day for me, and who cares if I just work late. And I was really present in the moment, and I'm really appreciative toward that, especially because being outside with the dogs and just being with them, you know what I mean? Like, I needed that, and it's like hearing about this passing really threw me back into check of, like, remember what's important. Like, don't dwell on stupid things. Like, and earlier in the morning, before I found any of this out, I never go on Facebook, but I got an email alert that one of my old Hood Slammer friends wrote on my page, so I wanted to, like, just say hi to her or whatever. So I wrote a real positive post. My last post that I wrote was about Metal Jesus, and my mom wrote something really weird, like, in the comments, and she never, ever, like, interacts with me online. In my opinion, I feel like she is very aware of my content, and that's why she's distant with me. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's, like, what it is, which is fine. You know, I do the kind of shoots I do, and I have the content that I do, and it also comes with a responsibility, whatever. But the way I look at it is, I said, you know, truly, at the end of the day, the only people's opinions I care about is God's opinion of me, Metal Jesus' opinion of me, and Danielle's. And all three of those entities know exactly what I do, so then they're fine with it. So, like, you know, I'm not, whatever. So anyways, so I was just like, wow, okay. And when my mom later told me about the passing, I was just like, whatever. Like, I'm not even gonna, like, the reason why I'm not gonna say anything to my mom about this whole, like, post, and I wrote on, or I did say something, I replied, and I was like, why would you write that? But it's like, I looked at it differently. It's like, okay, well, now I know when the time is right, my mom will probably say something, because I did write that reply, and when that happens, I'm going to have a totally different energy going into it, because I got thrown into check, you know, and I am fine being thrown in check, because sometimes when I get thrown in check, I need to be thrown in check. I think we all do, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I gotta go pick up Danielle, so I'm gonna let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening to this week's show number 2. I'll be back next week on Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel, 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 Eastern on VOC Nation, of course. And don't forget to check out Shelly, sjsmokeout.com. Yeah, it's all there, and go to shellyslinks.com for all my other stuff going on with the Secret Society, my OnlyFans, oh my gosh, my shirts, I have new shirts out, it's Vampire Girl, Vampire Guy. If you go to shellyslinks.com and click on my Teespring store, you can check them out, there's a lot of cute colors, I have masks there as well. And if you go on my Instagram, Shelly from Kelly 4, there's a photo that I post because I got my shirt yesterday. I was like, you know what? Before I start pushing these shirts, and the masks, I need to see what they look like. And they look amazing. The shirt felt good. Girls out there want to be a vampire girl. So if you guys in the U.S., sorry, I don't know why only U.S., but With Teespring, I was able to make a free shipping code. If you use the code FANGS, and you get free shipping on all U.S. orders. So head on over, shellyslinks.com, click on Teespring, and there's a couple. I also put the Vampire Girl and Guy shirts on my pro wrestling store, but they don't have as many colors, but they do have a sale going on right now. I believe it's 25% off. So if you want to order through there, again, shellyslinks.com, click on pro wrestling tee shop, and I'll take you there. And yeah, I got lots of things going on next week, so stay tuned to my social media and everything. And until then, I'm Shelly from Kelly, and I'll be smelling you later. Adios.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.